Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of November 24th, 2018. My name is Leo, and I'm your phonologist for this week. As we approach winter, we have to consider a new factor, wind chill. Wind chill is the cold air and wind combined that causes frostbite on uncovered skin. Be sure to dress warmly outside. The average temperature this past week has been 25 degrees. On Monday morning, the 26th, Miss Jackson spied glowing eyes by the side of her house. Upon further inspection, she realized it was a mink or something in that family, but it was too dark to be sure. Once it spotted her dog, it slunk away. She guesses it was hunting some small rodent, such as a mouse. The sixth grade has been trying to fix holes in our deer exclosure area to prevent damage to our white pine plantation. On Tuesday, the 27th, Mix Jackson's class saw a snowshoe hare trying to escape the deer exclosure. They were out there to try to close any holes in the bottom of the fence. Mr. Schutte was able to catch and release it. Several people are seeing deer walking around town. Every day, Hunter has watched a mother fox and her three kits walking along in the ditch. This time of year, we think of birds that have migrated due to snow and cold and lack of food. We also begin to witness winter visitors. These birds came down from the frozen north to find rodents such as mice and voles. Great gray, snowy, and boreal owls, rough-legged hawks, red poles are a few to look for. Miss Jackson has been observing three wild turkeys on her property the past week. One hen and two of her grown chicks. They are enjoying eating the fallen sunflower seeds from her bird feeder. What are the trees doing in the winter when they look dead, storing sap deep in their roots, having buds ready for warmer, sunnier days of spring? We find many interesting lichens on our trees and on the ground. This concludes the phonology report. Have a wonderful week and be observant.